After 6 months of support in the war on terrorism, Democrats have launched the first strong challenge to the Bush administration's approach to that war. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle has led the charge, saying yesterday, "I think there is expansion without clear direction." The remarks sparked outrage among Republicans. Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott curtly replied, "How dare Mr. Daschle criticize the president, especially when we have our troops in the field?" But today, on national television, Daschle made it clear he's not backing down.
I think the Republicans' reaction is nothing short of hysterical. I'm amused, frankly. I'd ask them to look at what I said, because I stand by what I said. The Congress has a constitutional responsibility to ask questions. We are not a rubber stamp to this president or to anybody else.
We called in our regular political experts to discuss the dispute, David Brooks of the Weekly Standard and Washington Post columnist E.J. Dionne. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Let's talk about what Mr. Daschle is saying. He also said yesterday, we've got to find Osama bin Laden and other al-Qaeda leaders or we'll have failed. And there has been, David Brooks, some very strong response to that.
Yeah, we've actually got a foreign policy debate on our hands. There was a consensus view that there would be no debate on this foreign policy. That was totally unrealistic. We're engaged in a major war abroad. Of course, there's going to be a debate. He's right. There absolutely should be a debate. Trent Lott's reaction was anti-democratic, among other things. And what George Bush did in the State of the Union address was expand the war. He expanded it from al-Qaeda to regime changes in Iran, Iraq, and North Korea. He expanded it from simple terrorism to weapons of mass destruction. That's a new policy, what's being called the Bush Doctrine. It's absolutely legitimate that Daschle will be able to raise some concerns about that.
E.J. Dionne, is the criticism confined to Democrats, or is it spreading a little bit wider in Washington? Is it bipartisan?
Well, I think there's been underground a lot of concern among Democrats and others about the expansion of the war that David talked about. And I think one of the things that bothers Democrats in the Congress, and Senator Biden, of the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, made this clear, is that President Bush was very good early on in doing a lot of consultation with Democrats in Congress. There's been a lot less of that. And so there's a feeling on their part that a new policy is being created without any input from them. The basic premise of what Daschle said is the same as the Bush premise. This is not a challenge to the idea that we should go to war on terrorism. It's more a challenge to whether it's working as well as we'd like it to.
Is there some Republican support for the criticism, if not for the messenger, then the message? Richard Gephardt has been saying that there should be more consultation amongst Republicans. David Brooks.
I'd say if you talk to Republicans, they would say that if George Bush is going to expand the war, he has to talk about it in more than just one speech, the State of the Union speech. He has to wage a continual public relations campaign on why we need to go after Iraq, why we need to go after Iran. And he hasn't done that, and this is an opportunity to do so.
Let's move on to another issue here in Washington. Yesterday, the administration issued a rare apology over some remarks that White House spokesman Ari Fleischer made at the morning briefing, in which he appeared at least to be linking the Clinton administration's Middle East policy to the current violence that we've seen this week. He called Clinton administration expectations perhaps over the moon and linked that to the violence we're seeing right now. And then later in the day said that that was not what he'd meant. I mean, is there a Bush administration policy about what's going on right now, especially as things escalate, as they have? E.J. Dionne.
Michael Kinsley, the writer, had the most serviceable line on Washington. He said, the definition of a gaffe is when somebody blurts out the truth. And I think Ari Fleischer got into trouble because he reflected what was essentially a Bush administration position over a long period of time. The Bush administration justified its decision to take a less active role in the Middle East on the grounds that the Clinton effort at Camp David to create peace between Arafat and then Israeli Prime Minister Barak was a disaster and helped lead to these events. Now, that's not something the Bush administration wants to say now, and they seem prepared because of this new Saudi plan, or in part because of this new Saudi plan.
The one put forward by Crown Prince Abdullah about recognizing Israel's 1967 borders in exchange for if Israel withdraws to those borders.
Correct.
Full recognition from the Arab states.
And the administration seems to believe this creates an opportunity. They don't want to be saying these things about Bill Clinton now. So Ari Fleischer was taken to the woodshed and he dutifully withdrew his statement. And I think that's what happened here.
Yeah, the odd thing is what Fleischer said is actually a bit reminiscent of what some of the Palestinian Authority people had been saying about Camp David, which was that Yasser Arafat was pressured to go to Camp David against his will, that Bill Clinton promised him that if the talks broke down, Clinton would not blame Arafat, and the Palestinians later were upset that Clinton didn't live up to that promise. But I think on balance, if you talk to most people in the Middle East, most people in America who study the Middle East, they would say it was a risk worth taking. It did have the effect of pushing both sides to the wall and creating this conflagration when Arafat chose to unleash the Intifada again. But it was certainly a good chance, and it was certainly a possibility. So I'm not so sure that if you went around the State Department, went around the National Security Council of the Bush administration, they would really blame Clinton. I suspect it was Ari Fleischer freelancing there.
Do you think that the administration has reconsidered its approach to the Middle East? Certainly the Saudi proposal got a lot of play around Washington, and there's debate over whether or not the U.S. should be taking what one columnist called a policy of masterly inactivity.
Well, I think the administration clearly is moving away from where it had been before, and I think it's responding reasonably to events. I mean, this situation is extremely dangerous. It's not good for the war on terrorism to have this kind of confrontation going on between the Israelis and the Palestinians. And I think they do see the potential for an opening. Lord knows one should never predict that any event in the Middle East will lead to a settlement. But I think there is an opportunity for them to act. And I think that they are taking advantage of that opportunity.
Yeah, though there certainly is a different view of Yasser Arafat between the two administrations. Arafat was the number one foreign visitor to the White House under Clinton. Arafat couldn't get in the White House under Bush if he bought a ticket. And that is certainly a different view. And the war on terror has affected the way we see the Intifada and the way we see the terrorism against the Israelis. So I'm sure the Bushies will be open to the Saudi proposal, even as people like Hosni Mubarak are a little skeptical, but they will not rush to trust Yasser Arafat.
David Brooks of the Weekly Standard and Washington Post columnist E.J. Dionne. Gentlemen, thank you both.
Thank you.